Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos Pro Block Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales electos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Okay, welcome back to the show. Joseph Gacki, Don Bailey Jr. Florida State Week, DBJ, how you feeling?
I'm holding up, Joe. I love that Florida State Week. You know that better than anybody.
Well, this is going to be quite a challenge going up against the Seminole team. They've done a very good job of rebuilding their roster. They've won 15 straight games, longest streak right now in college football, and their quarterback is playing at a really high level. So that makes them a very tough team to play.
You know, Joe, I've watched them quite a bit yesterday, a little bit Sunday, and I'm going to watch some more tonight. And I think I'm going to have nightmares after I watch them tonight. You know, they're so talented, and their quarterback, I think, is severely underrated. And, you know, they've done a good job of building a team and putting themselves in this position. But I will tell you, as you know, as much as I do and more than most people, that you never know in this football game. And I think that's the intrigue of it. Florida State's been number one or number two or number three and lost, and Miami's been the same and they've lost. So, you know, this game is always full of the unknowns, but it's also very, very competitive, and we've had some great ball games over the history of this deal. As well, I would say, since Coach Bowden took over at Florida State and Coach Schnellenberger took over at Miami, especially then.
Yeah, they're 9-0. Miami's ruined their season before when they were 9-0, so they can do it again. The totality of their offensive package, they're physical up front. They want to stay on schedule on first down with their run game. A lot of RPOs, misdirection. They get Travis out on the edge. Really have a complete offense, explosive in the run in the pass game. Do a very good job in their one-on-one matchups. Johnny Wilson, who hasn't played in 3 of the last 4 games, I expect him to play. He's got a humongous catch radius, and Coleman's got strong hands, very fast, really an elite player that creates a lot of problems and will create problems in the Miami secondary. And then they hit you with their screen game. And Miami's an aggressive defense, so that's the slowdown buster is the screen game.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, they've got an experienced offensive line, and the thing you've got to do against that screen game is you've really got to identify it. And at this day and age, you know, it's amazing. It's just not the old school 3-count screen. It's the perimeter screens and the slip screens and every version under the sun. But it's still a great way to slow down defenses. And I think both teams, you know, have shown that they know how to run that. And both teams have also shown that it's effective. So I think that's going to be a big part of the game, Joe, you know, for for Miami to have to stop that of Florida State, because they have really perfected it.
You know, and all that being said, and Miami is playing right now without Nigel Kelly and Akeem Mesidor, Miami has made significant progress on their roster. And I don't think they are, you know, Las Vegas has them as a 14-point underdog. Last year they lost the game 45-3. I think it's going to be a much more competitive game than that. And really, the biggest difference between the two teams, you know, Florida State probably has some an edge, and you know, if you want to break down, go position by position, some of those spots are going to be pretty close. What is not close right now is quarterback, and that's the difference. Miami's got to find their answer at quarterback, and as we talked about last week, quarterback, whoever it might be, cannot be a problem creator. Got to be a problem solver. Jordan Travis is winning games. He's throwing a touchdown pass in, I think, 15 straight in 20 straight games, something like that. Miami hasn't had points in their passing game in the last two games.
Yeah. Well, you're going to go against a defense, a Florida State defense, that's as good as anybody's in the country. And you're going to go against their offense that is as explosive as and well-rounded as anybody in the country. And but, you know, you still have to play the game. And I buy, you know, every time we go into this game and we try and do a prediction, it never turns out. It just, it really doesn't. But it just doesn't. I mean, you think you could look at, you know, the only thing that was predictable for years, Joe, was it, I don't know if it was 100 or 150 yards. The team that rushed for over 150 yards won, you know, 97% of the time. I think that's the only variable that you could almost count on, you know, that was going to be the case. But, I mean, you look at these two teams, and they've got Trey Benson, who's had a 200-yard day against Virginia Tech. And, you know, we've got Big Fletch, who's coming off his first start, and he's got a, you know, 120-something yards and five yards a carry. And so, you know, it's just going to be – it's a duel. And, you know, Florida State's won 15 games in a row, as you mentioned, and they're scoring points in the games, and they're playing defense, and there's a reason they're ranked number four in America. Let me just say it that way. And but somebody every single Saturday gets upset, and let's just hope that it's Miami upsetting the Florida State Seminoles.
We talked about this with Coach Cristobal, that Miami's getting a pretty good dose of rush three and drop eight. We'll see if Florida State does that. Now, part of that is the defense for the air raid offense right now in college football. Not only is Miami seeing it, but, you know, Ole Miss will see it. Anybody's spreading it out, running an air raid, teams are going to give them a dose of dropping eight. But Miami's problem, I think, is three-man line is out there. You can run the football. Pretty much North Carolina State said, go ahead, run the football. We'll hunker down when we get to the red zone. You'll have to make some plays down there. You can run it all you want, take all the time off the clock you want, and as you said during the broadcast, we are not going to let you complete a pass. And that is the dilemma that Miami's facing right now.
Yeah, and the key, one of the keys, there are many, but, you know, when you're facing that, that type of situation where they're going to let you run the football, that's fine. But really what has to happen, too, is your defense has got to try and come up with a couple extra possessions for you, and that's done by taking the football away. Problem is, Florida State doesn't turn it over. You know, their quarterback's, I think he's got 19 touchdowns, and he's got two interceptions. So he, early in his career, he would throw the pick. He's gotten away from that. He's broken that habit. And so if you're gonna grind it out on the Miami side, you better hope you come up with some more possessions. And you're going to have to do that. You're just going to put a lot of pressure on your defense, whether it's a possession of a three and out or a possession of a turnover. And both of those will be difficult. But that's what you would need to do if you're going to just hunker down and run the football. But whoever the quarterback, Van Dyke, when Van Dyke has got to, somebody open, Miami's going to have to make the play. I mean, there's got to be plays made in this game. There just have to be plays made. And I mean, on offense and defense. And that's what they're talking about. Because really, through the history of this game, there always seems to be someone that comes out a star on one side or the other. And they aren't always the guys that are the best, you know, the most well-known.
Well, in this game for the University of Miami, you just kind of mentioned it, plays have to be made. And normally we would say big plays have to be made. I would go one step further and tell you that huge plays have to be made. Somebody's got to make a great catch in traffic. Somebody's got to make a great run and break tackles. Somebody's got to make a big hit, or somebody's got to make an acrobatic interception. All this stuff is going to happen with Florida State players draped around them. It's not only big plays. We're talking huge plays have to be made, not the ordinary play, the jumbo play.
Yeah, and it's
the extraordinary play.
Extraordinary play, but... And the plays that are going to make, they're going to make ESPN, and going to make, you know, game day, and all the things that people want to talk about. But you know, it's still a line of scrimmage football game in a lot of respects, and probably one of the areas that Florida State has done a phenomenal job. Both of these universities have, really. But you know, they're coming into this football game with six guys on that offensive line that have 30 starts or more. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, when you start thinking about that number, you know, they've got a guy that's got 47 starts, a 39, a 36, a 32. I mean, that's a lot of football. And they seem to have gelled as well. And Miami's offensive line has had as good a year, if not the best year, that we've had in many, 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 many years. And they've got a great bunch. So, you know, I'm going to be zoomed in on the line of scrimmage, because you know they're going to have to contain a Miami defense that's been very successful this year, and Miami's going to have to deal with their defense, and it's going to be interesting to see. We, you know, everybody thinks it's the skill, talent, and the quarterbacks, which it is. There's a lot of it there, but this game is still won a lot of the time in the trenches, so I'm going to be interested to see what happens there.
Where the University of Miami needs improvement, we know the quarterback position has been problematic here. I guess what's been frustrating, I don't want to use the word disappointing, but frustrating or aggravating, a red zone interception at the pylon. I mean, that ball's got to go either to a Miami player or out of bounds. And then the other one would be when they are dropping eight, receivers can't stop. They have to keep running. Almost becomes playground. Just find some space. Get open. Keep running. Some guys just stop. You got to keep going.
You got to keep working it. You got to come back to the quarterback. You got to work towards the sideline. There's an extension of routes that you can go to. But, you know, the other side of this is that it's going to be, for me, Florida State's going to come out. I'd be shocked if Florida State just didn't line up and play Miami in man coverage. That's their basic MO, right. And they think they can lock down anybody. And, you know, it's going to be, hand-to-hand combat for the receivers and the secondary of Florida State, Miami's receiver and secondary of Florida State, because I really don't believe that they believe they can cover everybody and anybody. And why shouldn't they? I mean, they've beaten a whole bunch of teams. I mean, they opened the season with a win against the number 5 LSU. Now, LSU at number 5 today, but they've had a big game there. And now, but they've also had some struggles, Joe. I mean, they had to take Clemson to overtime. They had a 2 or 3 point win at Boston College. So not everything. There's been a couple ball games in there that have been troublesome for Florida State. And the two that stick out the most are when they were at Boston College and when they were at Clemson. And you know, you can take some things from that, but I don't see Florida State, really, from what I've been able to pick up, I don't see them worried about anything. I think that they're in a situation where they know if they don't turn the football over and if they go out there and play their brand of football, it's going to turn out, because Miami is the team that has to prove they're not going to turn the football over. That's Miami's job.
Right. Miami's got to take it away. The two guys that could. Now, Cam Kitchens has an interception in three straight games. Kitchens and James Williams, I think, play an important role in this game because, you know, I'm not sure what their responsibilities, how much they change, but Wilson and Coleman are going to be they're going to require extra attention, and perhaps that extra attention comes from those two guys. And if there's one guy in the field that can jump with Johnny Wilson, it's going to be James Williams.
You're right, and I mean, he can jump with anybody, and you know what? I mean, we know well enough that Cam Kitchens is going to show up for this ball game. I mean, this is a big, big, big stage. And there has been stars that are made in this football game. And, you know, we've seen a lot of it happen. And sometimes it's from somebody that's established, and sometimes new people break out. And I think that's, again, the fun of it. But, you know, you got on that defense, the safeties of Miami, Williams and Cam, they've got to have their best games of their career. They do. I mean,
I agree.
They're juniors. They're third year guys. One's an All American already. One wants to be an All American, and they're going to have to come up big.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, I'll see you on the practice field, I suppose, tomorrow.
Yes, you will, sir. Have
All
a
right.
good evening.
All right, you too. Thank you very much, Don Bailey Jr. joining us on the show. When we come back, we'll talk with Hurricanes head coach Jim Larrañaga. Canes got off to a great start in basketball. Coach L is coming up next.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing. Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.